Black Kings, episode 157. 157 weeks of us bringing you the hottest stories the Microsofties are pinging each other about. I'm over here. To the side. There it is. Pinging each other about. And back again with us is Paul. I think this is going to be a regular occurrence now because I noticed in our comments from last week, there was a little bit about the actual content of the show, but the rest of that was just people loving you.
I know.
You're wondering if you went out there, are your friends commenting? Are these family members?
No, they're just fake accounts that I just set up. Yeah, if you guys do like any type of IP address, tracing, then you'll see that I'm very diligent in that I go all over the place with my computer just so I can write in comments on Channel 9.
I mean, I believe it, because one version of you, said that you were the new Mary Jo Foley.
I know. I made myself smile with that comment.
And then someone else just felt so bad for you, made sure we wanted to send you some 9 guys. Now, this is before he's even telling us to send him 9 guys. He wants you to have them, Paul.
Yeah, I think they really just miss having 9 guys thrown at them and actually having it hit the camera.
And that's something that I can't do for them. So anyway, I must have made you feel a little bit good. You got a little internet hug there.
Yeah, I mean, I really liked Golnaz Al or Hey Hey Hey, and she said, LOLOLOL, my favorite episode so far.
Yeah,
so
she is eloquent.
I mean, that's pretty eloquent for someone that's probably in high school. But who knows where Golnaz really is. Oh, wait, she has a Channel 9 person right there. Oh, okay, she probably is on the Channel 9 team.
She's probably one of the only people on the Channel 9 team besides myself who watches this show.
Hey!
So, hey, don't start knocking her. I want to do a little bit of show business before we get on to the meat. And that's that we've got a very, very busy couple of weeks coming up, and ping might actually be down. We've got heavy, heavy, deep heads down in preparations for our Build conference, which obviously very exciting, being held here on Microsoft campus. And there's a lot of great stuff that we'll be reporting involving that and around that and during that. And then I'm doing some traveling myself, Paul. And
are you coming down to L.A.?
I'm not going to L.A.
Oh. I don't care where you're going then.
Yeah, no, not going to L.A. I'm going to New York.
Oh.
What's up? I'm not going to New York. I'm going to Spain.
You are going to Spain. Very nice.
I am. I'm going to Spain. Little friend's destination wedding. And then Paul, of course. Paul, you're not going to be... You're actually probably available to just do it alone. You've got nothing going on.
Yeah. I mean, just the 14 hours of coding, and at the end of those 14 hours having like 8 lines of code that actually work, it's definitely a hard life.
Yeah, well, I see you haven't taken time. You must be busy coding because you haven't been spending your time decorating.
No, I haven't. But I have. Check this out. Table and chairs.
You bought a table.
No, it's my stuff finally arrived after having to threaten to sue my moving company about 8 times. They're like, okay, we'll deliver it.
And then it looks like you've got some bar stools in the corner there. Is there a bar?
There's no bar. Those just happen to be from my previous place that did have a bar, but there's a big couch over there, and I have a box fort. I'll just send you guys a picture of it, or we can do like a Channel 9 Cribs video, and you can see just how awesome our studio is.
You've already shown them the lap of luxury that you're living with that air mattress. So
that air mattress is now deflated. We're down to just one air mattress and a real bed.
Wow. Paul's growing up right before our eyes. All right, so should we start the show?
Let's get started.
Let's do it. All right, so in many, many episodes of Ping, Paul and I have debated the sort of value and worthiness of these Microsoft retail stores and whether or not they're a good thing for the company and if we should keep opening them and blah, 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 blah. We'll find anything and argue about it, basically. So... But it recently has been proven that whether or not you think they're worthy places to stop in and shop, and whether or not they're doing good things for Microsoft as a company, they are a good place to hold a hip-hop party.
Oh, of course. They're the best places for it. Bling, bling.
Because when I think Microsoft, I mean, immediately I think, ghetto rapper and, like the whole hip hop community. I feel like that's our big demographic.
Yeah, at least where, you know, the Cleveland rappers are concerned.
So actually, this story spawns because in Atlanta, Georgia, which you know, obviously a huge city for hip hop, in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Microsoft store, they held a private event where they had rapper Machine Gun Kelly perform. So was not familiar with Machine Gun Kelly prior to this. Were you?
Nope. This is a brilliant publicity stunt on his behalf because he clearly thought this one through.
So apparently, Machine Gun Kelly gets on, he goes to the store, and he's going to perform for the audience, which if there's a video. And so if you look at the video, the audience is filled with some serious thugs and some, like, some tough-looking people. And, like, these are some people who might, you know a lot about the hip-hop community or kick your ass if some way you
shame the
community.
The party wasn't necessarily hosted by Microsoft. It was hosted by The Source, which is a magazine that is dedicated to hip-hop.
And yeah, it was at the Microsoft store.
Right, yeah. The Source chose to host it at a venue that they could find, and the Microsoft store, I guess, was high on their list. And Microsoft's like, sure, why not?
Which seems like an odd choice. I don't know. Just me. There's many other venues in the Atlanta area. Anyway, so he gets there and he decides to perform and he starts performing Little Machine Gun Kelly and he gets on the counters and he starts jumping around and I guess he bashed, maybe accidentally, but he bashed into a couple computers. He caused some damage. He might have said a few swear words and he was immediately told to, you know, his mic was cut, get off and get out.
No, he had at least 40 seconds of performance. It wasn't like immediate.
And, you know, funny that you say performance, because in the video, it looks like he's lip-syncing. Because he stopped singing. I'm always like a hawk looking for that. He stopped singing, but the audio and the voices don't change.
I don't know. Maybe we saw two different videos. Like, I definitely saw, like, where his mic got cut, and he kept trying to, like, talk into the mic, and he was seeing if it was, like, working or not.
Yeah, I saw that part, but the before that where he was singing, it looked like he could stop moving his mouth and the words kept coming out.
Anyway, I don't know.
Regardless, so I guess he was very pissed and, you know, he thought he should have been allowed to do this. And what I find hysterical about this story is one of the comments in one of the places I was reading about this, because Machine Gun Kelly, if you don't know, is a skinny white boy.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. From the Midwest, too.
The comment was like, this is exactly, you know, how a skinny white boy should riot, you know, in a suburban mall at a Microsoft store. It's just so not thuggish.
Yeah, and I was trying to research more about him, and I found some pictures, and one of his tattoos says, established in 1990, and then I realized, wow, I'm way older than this dude, and he already has, like, 47 million YouTube views. So, like, I think he was, like, MC of the Year in 2011, or, like, Breakout MC of the Year. So I guess this guy really is, like, an up-and-coming dude. And he signed on P. Diddy's label. And I don't even know if he's P. Diddy anymore, if he's just Diddy or if he's just Dunn. I don't know.
I actually think he's got something with the Lion now. He's called, like, P. Lion.
No, that's Snoop Lion. That used to be Snoop Dogg. That's his Rastafarian rebirth. Yeah, no, that's two different people.
So Machine Gun Kelly is apparently a legitimate artist. I didn't know that, so I'm watching this video, and I'm like, here is this skinny, stupid white boy trying to be tough, like stepping on some laptops. It all just seemed very ridiculous to me.
I think he's a performer and didn't either very brilliantly thought out that he could cause some type of PR disaster and get his name out there, or didn't think it through, and now, you know, however many tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people now know his name. I mean, I checked out his stuff on YouTube, and, you know, the lyrics aren't necessarily, you know, what I care for, but they definitely, he has some potential there and has some skill. He raps very fast. It reminds me, like, of Busta Rhymes.
All right, well, then there you go. So now we all know a little bit more about Machine Gun Kelly. So success. Kudos to him.
Good job.
All right, so I'm going to let you in on a little secret, right? So there's various ways in our amongst our people to be known as cool. One of them, Paul, is like if you're at an event, like a conference, you want to go around and gather as many little laminated placards and like stickers as possible. You want to prove that you were at all the possible events. Like, that's cool. That gives you cred, right?
Yeah, it's like on spring break where you try and go to all the places and get all these wristbands, and then at the end of the trip you have like, you know, a completely white arm and like a tan hand because you've had so many wristbands on.
Right. So I think the people in our sort of conferences just have the white arm and the white hand at the end of the day.
Yeah.
That's one way, you know, to get your cred. Another way is obviously your gamer score, you know? And so people for years now have been striving to gather up those gamer points and unlock those achievements and boost up their gamer scores.
Oh, absolutely. That's why I play Wordament so much. I wanted to get those 170 gamer points.
And yeah, well, that's why I keep playing Words by Post, because I want my rank to get higher. Meanwhile, I don't know why I even care, because when my rank is higher, I play harder people. Like, I enjoy winning. I should just be content with it somewhere in the 1600 range, and I'll just always win.
But it's a tough balance.
I know. It's human nature to want these things. But now, these game points are not just useless to give you street cred. They're actually going to be redeemable for some sort of real prizes, which is awesome.
Yeah, I think that there's been a couple startups in this space that are trying to get, you know, virtual achievements to be able to submit those and actually get real life goods. And now Microsoft is coming onto that bandwagon by allowing you, based on your, you know, your total Xbox gamer score, if you're within certain ranges, then you can start getting certain things like rebates. So if you're in like the middle tier, you're able to get like 1% rebates on your Xbox Live Arcade purchases.
For the lower tier, you get a special gift on your birthday, right? I mean, and some people are saying that the gifts and the presents aren't like that awesome. But here's what I have to say to that. We were raised this way. Like, remember back in the day when you would go to like the carnival or the arcade and you play skee ball, right? And you gather up those tickets, and you just want to get a million tickets so you can trade it in for some piece of junk toy worth 20 cents.
But
So this is our society, man. You want to gather those tickets, and you know the prize isn't going to be a Porsche, but that doesn't matter. You get to hold
Porsche.
Something.
We have just lost cabin pressure.
I don't know if all right, so I've heard it called Porsche. But I feel like most Americans call it a port.
Yeah, well, most Americans can be wrong, because I have a friend that works at Porsche, and he's corrected me no fewer than 50 times.
All right. Well, I may be just giving this one to you.
Oh, we're not going to have like a multi-week fight on this?
Well, I'm going to research it, and then once I find out if I'm right or wrong, I'll decide whether or not I want to have the debate.
Let's be honest. I think that's a good analogy. It's like when you go to, you know, some arcade and you get those, you get the tickets and you put them in there. Though I wonder if you can trade in your Xbox Live, your Xbox gamer score for those tickets, because those tickets are just great. Like, you can have them, you have to put them in like a big bag. Like, they don't even count them anymore. Like, they just weigh them and they're like, oh, you have like 9 pounds of tickets. Little do they know that you can like put like pennies and like little heavy objects inside that, and they don't even know that those are worth like.
Seriously, just weigh them nowadays? I thought you were kidding.
Well, it depends on where you go. Like, some places, like Lucky Strike and Bellevue, like that, you put it into like a little machine and it scans each of the tickets. But at least for some period in the long time I've been on this earth, they did weigh them, and I know some people may have done nefarious things to pretend like they got more tickets than they really did.
That seems like a lot of work to get like a 5-inch bigger stuffed animal.
I mean, it's 5 inches in one direction, so if you look at like the cubic feet of that animal, it goes.
So, by any means necessary, right?
That's right.
There you go.
For sure.
All right, goodbye. All right, so one of the ways that I think is great, and we seem to do, Microsoft does often, to get people to use and try our products, is we blatantly show them in their face how good it is. We kind of trick them, almost. And this was proven by the Smoke with the Windows Phone campaign, where it's like, hey, You think your phone is fast? Let's put it to the test right now in your face and see which it is. Because you're not going to try it unless we show it to you. And
right.
Bing followed along with this model where they did the Bing It On campaign where they pit Bing search engine results versus the Google search engine results, not telling you which was which, and then you decide which results you like better. We reported on this a few weeks ago.
Yep. Yeah, no, it was definitely an interesting study and a very almost audacious move by Microsoft saying, like, look, we think we're really competitive in this space now, and even though you may not think so, let's put together a way where we can show you in a blind study how you can prefer the relevance of Bing versus Google. And now after a few weeks, some results are in.
Yeah, and I think that, like, this is, like you said, this is a really bold move, both in the Smoke by the Windows Phone campaign and the Bing It On campaign, because it's really letting the results speak for themselves. You know, like, that when Ben Rudolph came out with the Smoke for Windows Phone campaign, the Windows Phone could have got smoked every time. He could have almost disproved his point. You know, fortunately he didn't, and it worked out great, and the Windows Phone was great. And Bing took that same risk by putting this out there.
I think some people have complained about the Smoked by Windows Phone in that there's, like, very predefined categories in which the Windows Phone is going to smoke either, you know, the iPhone or Android, depending on what model that you have.
But the hate is hate, yo!
But similarly, in this test, like, it doesn't compare, like, every single aspect of the different search engines, but it focuses very much on the relevance of the search results. And Bing seems to now win out about 2-1 in the blind test with Google.
Yeah, I think they said they had over 5 million participants at this point, which is above and beyond expectations.
There's 5 million visits in the last I think few weeks, and there were some really interesting statistics. In surveying 3,000 people, 64% of the people said that they were surprised at the strength of Bing's presented search results, and over 50% stated that their view of Bing improved after seeing it stacked next to Google. And then this one I thought was quite impressive is, like, the people that identified themselves as Google users, a third of them said that they would use Bing more often now that they've seen the results from Bing in this.
We recognize the fact that just Google it, or I'm going to Google you, or Google my name is ingrained in our brains now. Like, it's going to take a massive effort to get people to start saying just Bing it or just Bing it. You know what I mean? Like, this is going to be,
or just Google it on Bing.
Exactly, but it's great. It steps in this direction where it shows people that, like, there are other viable options out there for your search engine. You might just try it, and it's like with my 6-year-old, where I'm like, just try it, you might like it, and she's like, I don't want to try it, I don't like it, and I'm like, how do you know you don't like it unless you try it?
Wow, this is like the exact same thing I do with my girlfriend in her mid-20s. It's like, how do you know that you don't like these things?
This is a G-rated show. Let's go to the next story. All right, so one of the things I love going to and reporting on every year is E3, the Electronic Entertainment Expo, down in right around the corner from you now, Paul. It's at the Staples Center.
I've been to the Staples Center.
Wow, Paul. Maybe we'll send you as a roving reporter.
Yeah, you should do that. I'll be like the next Mary Jo Foley.
Yeah, dare to dream. Anyway, so one of the things that Microsoft and Xbox talked about and people were all buzzing about at this last E3 was the idea of this sort of new streaming music service that we've got coming out. People have had a sort of a love-hate relationship with the Zune Music Pass. And so we're offering a new way for Microsoft and to stream music and to offer you music.
Yeah. So what they announced, I think it was back in June or July, whenever E3 was that there's going to be a new Xbox music service that's going to include 30 million tracks available on the Xbox as well as Windows 8 devices such as PCs and tablets. And now there's all sorts of rumors going on about, like, you know, when is this thing going to be released? Like, what are the exact features that are going to be out there? Is it going to be, you know, the is it going to be included like on the Windows phone? Is it going to be included on other platforms like iOS or Android? And you know, it's hard to tell at this point. Like there's all sorts of awesome rumors out there, and I'm looking forward to seeing if this gets coupled at all with like the Windows 8 launch, or if it's going to happen, you know, before or after.
Right. Rumor is it will launch with Windows 8, and I think the one thing that has been confirmed is that it will integrate with SkyDrive. Right. So you will be able to store your music in the cloud and then access it from multiple devices, which is awesome. Now I haven't used iTunes in a really, really long time, but and tell me if this has changed. But I remember when I was using it, I had my iTunes library on one computer, and it only lived on that computer. And if I even wanted to update my iPod, I had to plug into that particular computer. Is that still like that?
I have hated iTunes for a very long time, so I have difficulty even using it on, you know, my local network. But from what I've read about iTunes, I think that they introduced a locker system sometime in the last year or two where you can pay like a $25 a year fee or something and then upload your stuff to the cloud. It seemed like fairly typical Apple of charging for a feature like that versus Microsoft, which seems like a lot of this stuff will be included in the platform.
Awesome. So well, then let's keep our fingers crossed that the SkyDrive integration is real. I'm pretty sure it is confirmed, and that way we can all start enjoying this. Rumor says very soon and accessing our music from anywhere, any device, which is awesome because I have a lot of devices. All right, everybody, that wraps it up for this week, but a couple call to actions for you. If you have things that you think Paul should hang in his apartment, if you'd like to see, like, Star Wars paraphernalia or maybe just pictures of me or really anything that you'd like to see Paul hang on his utterly white, barren walls, he's desperately in need of some interior decorating advice, so he is open to your suggestions. You can post them in the comment board or you can tweet me at El Foy, or tweet him.
At Paul Mest.
At Paul Mest.
But you'll also have to follow me at Paul Mest or on Facebook.com/PaulatteMestemaker.
There you go. The Ping Viewer Art Gallery. Perfect.
Yes.
And then we can start charging admission. It'll be wonderful. We'll have
Excellent.
Local tours. All right. So get to following, get to designing. Until then, we will see you next week. And that's about it. All right. Hey, no.